Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Daniel O'Donnell, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
And season's greetings to you. It's lovely to talk to you.
Same to you.
But
Thank you. You
have a bit of a warning for your fans now, because scammers are going online posing as you and stealing from your fans.
Yes, you know, this has been happening for a while. And I have numerous times put up videos, you know, me telling people that I won't contact them. What happens is that, you know, when posts go up on Facebook about different things that maybe I'm going to do, these fake pages just immediately arrive underneath the posts. Mm-hmm. And people might write up, say, you know, the most recent thing we put up was the most recent that got the most traction was when we put the tickets on sale for Killarney. We're doing shows there in August, and the tickets went on sale on the 6th of December. Immediately these fake posts go up under people's comments. You know, thank you for your support. If you want to private message me, just click on the link below and, you know, maybe we can have a chat or that kind of, maybe not exactly them words.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just to try and lure people into their web, you know. I mean, they also sometimes say, if you would like to contact Daniel, I'm his, you know, like business manager, or there's even been a page up or a thing up saying, you know, that it's Margaret, my sister, you know, spelt M-A-R-G-R-A-T-E.
Right,
you
so
know,
she can't spell her name. But so what happens then? Have you spoken to anyone who's replied to these messages?
Well, I have met people. I've spoken to people. One lady, you know, recently, you know, the guards were involved and they contacted us, and I was able to go on to her on WhatsApp and, you know, explain to her that it wasn't me, because they're so convincing. And it's no reflection on anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody can get caught. The smartest of people have got caught by scams.
I know.
So it's no reflection on anybody that you got sucked in. But, you know, I don't contact anybody directly through the Facebook. I can't, to tell you the truth, do a lot on social media. I don't bother. But, you know, just to know that they might say, another thing was saying, if you want to meet and greet, well, you know, after every concert, I meet people, you know, there's no need for anybody to pay
you wouldn't
to meet
be,
me.
You wouldn't be charging anyone for photographs
or shaking their hands.
You've never done that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to, 40 years later, going to start it now. You know, it's just all these things that sound like, oh, that'd be great to do. And I know some singers maybe have that, you know, built into their shows, that they may allow people to sound checks and charge them or meet and greets. I don't do that. If somebody gets to a sound check, it's not because they pay. If they meet me after the show, it's not because they pay. There's nothing that, you know, I won't phone people and charge them to phone them. That's mm-hmm. that's kind of what it implies, that if you want to talk to Daniel, you know, or in Margaret's case, it was, oh, I'll get a message to him. So it's very plausible that it could be real.
Yeah, and then you feel guilty, don't you, when people fall
absolutely.
For these things?
Absolutely. I mean, I've met people in America. I've been contacted by one girl who, her mother was talking to somebody and was convinced it was me. And she fell out with the daughter over the head of it. And, you know, then she came to the show with her friend. We got her backstage, explained to her. And then the last show, her daughter was with her again to thank me for. But, you know, I put up videos, you know, saying I will not ask anybody for money. And they do get money from people.
Yes, they do. Know. And then I see, even when you put up the video saying I don't ask for money, that these scammers then are in the comments on that video as well.
Oh, sure. Listen, they have necks like rhinoceros. I can't even say the word this early in the day.
But you want to get the message out there to people that you don't do this unless you're buying a Daniel O'Donnell CD or a ticket to see Daniel O'Donnell in concert. You're not going to be looking for money from people.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, you know, that be sure when you're, if you're buying a ticket, go on to, if you go on to danielo'donnell.org, it'll take you directly to where you get the ticket. And if the ticket seems like, if it's hundreds of euros, don't buy it. It's not going to be that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, just be careful, because there's all sorts. To tell you the truth, and it's not just me, loads of people, as this is happening with loads of people. And anyway, if you get a friend request, even from somebody that you know, ring that person and say, did you send me a friend request?
Yes.
Because that's another thing. They're sending, you know, that, that I want to be their friend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm forever saying, no, I'm not that I'm friends with nobody, but I'm not friends with anybody on Facebook, you
yes.
know.
Well, it's
so
good.
Just be careful.
Yes.
If anybody, it's not just not fans of mine, anybody that's listening, if you get something, you know, a message on your phone, do not act on it. Read it. And then if there's a way to contact the person, if you're not expecting it, delete it. If you owe somebody money, they'll get back to you another way.
I'm sure they will. And isn't that good to remember?
All sorts of things. Yeah, just don't. It's terrible to say don't answer anything, but be careful of anything you get.
Fair warning, Daniel. Thank you so much for being with us, and we wish you a very happy Christmas, and we look forward
Same
to seeing
to you, Claire.
Seeing what you're up to in the new year and into 2025. Daniel, thanks for taking our call.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.